Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We are here. And we got tickets to Monday Night Raw as it returns to the Barclays Center on November 22nd. So if you want these tickets, let's play a game of Laura Never Loses. We need two contestants right now. 800-223-9797. Here, smoking out the window. So exciting.
Oh, I was rocking that album all weekend, that Silk Sonic. You know what I'm saying? They're not playing no games. 9 records. Solid. An evening with Silk Sonic. You know, the album is sequenced, so it's like, it's almost like a play if you listen to it. I wonder if when they go on tour, it'll be like, you know, like while they're singing. You ever seen those shows? It's like, it's almost like the Temptations on Broadway, where it was like they were singing, but it was like a play, a soap opera was going on to the songs that they were singing. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the way the album goes, it's like, it's 9 records. So now when, you know me, I'm out here, super fan, call me a stan. An evening with Silk Sonic. It starts. The first official song is "Leave the Door Open." Okay. Okay. So basically, the door was left open so we could get our shebanging on. Then we get our shebanging on. You know, we had the fillets. We in the spa and all that. The next song is "Fly as Me," where he's singing about like you. I deserve a chick as fly as me, and you deserve a man as fly as me. Got it. The next song is "After Last Night." So "After Last Night" is like, yo, after it went down last night, she's on the record like, I don't even know who I was last night. Like, woo, woo. He's like, man, I'm in love. The song after that is "Smoking Out the Window," because Bootsy's like, yo, ain't nothing wrong with singing in the rain. You know what I mean? When your heart get broke, so "Smoking Out the Window," she done broke his heart. Must have spent about $35,000 down a bomb at the Tiffany.
We really going down this supersonic lane.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? And she done broke his heart that quick after last night because he thought it was just him and her. Come to find out, he got to give her back to the streets.
See that? She was using them.
This bitch got me paying the rent, tombing the mint, summoning the fence. You know what I'm saying? He was sprung, spending all his money. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Ebro's all in.
Then. It's fine, Ebro. Everybody right, listen to Silk Sonic, right, please.
Right. No, but then y'all got to wait for it. No, then it's put Ebro on a smile.
My heart is broken already. We get it.
No, but that's not where the album ends. He recovers.
We got to go to the end of the album.
No,
it's only 9 songs.
Cut to the chase.
Well, the point is.
This is longer than 9 songs.
Exactly.
I'm just saying. Y'all got to see. This is why albums is trash. Because y'all can't. The average person. You guys are at mad average. No. The average person can't just sit and take it all in. You know what I'm saying?
We can, but the narration, you know what I'm saying, is not necessarily as entertaining as listening
to
the project.
We're just going to go listen to it.
Right.
Wow, man. So what you got saying? You got saying that my whole thing was trash?
Nah, it was cool. It was cool, but I didn't know you was going to really go into it.
But did you guys know that on track 6?
Oh, God.
Track 6, he's talking about like, yo, I'm putting on a smile on my face, but my heart is still broke. How many people out here right now is trying to act like it's all good?
Yeah.
But it ain't.
Yep, happens a lot.
It happens a lot, man.
But then they recover.
So wait, how does it end?
It ends with him going roller skating because Skate is track 8.
Okay.
And he gets vibes. He goes to Vegas on track 7777. Then they go roller skate. And then 9, they get high and blast off.
All right, there you go. Great.
They got out of space, right on. Silk Sonic.
No, right. Not out of space, but just go to another place, meet a new girl, get high, you know what I'm saying? And vibe out, blast off.
Do it all. All
right, Ebro.
My Lord.
I got tickets right now. Very important tickets.
Yo, man.
To give away, okay? Monday night.
You guys act like this is more important.
Barclays Center, November 22nd. People want to go.
Say, dose.
Man.
That's Chappelle?
Monday Night Raw?
What? No, oh, Monday sorry, Night sorry. Raw.
Yo, what's wrong with y'all, man?
I'm thinking November 22nd ain't Chappelle time. My fault.
He sold out at the Barclays. That's what you focused on right now?
That's what I thought you said. Where's
No, this is Monday Night Raw, Shawnee.
This is wrestling, fam.
Where at?
Barclays Center, November 22nd. It's a big deal.
I'm with what? It.
So why you say Chappelle, man?
Because that's the 22nd night, too. And, you know, we
Nah,
we
it can't be the same night. Can't be the same night.
It can't be.
No.
That's why.
If not the same night as Monday Night Raw? How's that? How they going to do that?
I heard 22nd Barclay. That's why I thought Chappelle.
No. I mean, I don't think so. I don't know.
Because he's 22nd at the Barclays.
So no, maybe our paperwork. Okay. How do you know?
All right, Shawnee. Now you got me some words. He's at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yes.
Dave Chappelle is at Madison Square Garden. All right, let's focus. Night.
Wait, hold up.
Cannot.
Dave Chappelle is at Madison Square Garden.
Yes, and we do not have tickets.
And that's
for that.
November 22nd.
Yes.
We don't have tickets for that.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
Sorry.
Okay, we have tickets to WWE's Monday Night Raw as it returns to the Barclays Center.
Yo, what's wrong with this guy, Shawnee?
November 22nd.
Where's the why Shawnee talking, buddy?
Why you?
Yo, over the last couple weeks, y'all noticed that Shawnee just be just jumping off his seat,
no,
just going.
Too. Look, don't discredit me and try to, you know what I'm saying, throw me to the loony bin. Dang.
No, I it didn't say none of this. God.
It was a mistake. The 22nd, I thought I heard.
Yo, you want to give people inside baseball? We normally have a rule where nobody talks on the show until somebody comes to you, until I come to you. Gosh. We ain't been focused on that, so everybody just be jumping in. Cass, one, Shawnee, Juanito. I think I gotta keep Juanito mic off. Because when I'm not in the studio, Cass just be going ham. The real rule is you got to raise your hand before you talk, and that keeps us from going off the deep end and telling people we got Chappelle tickets when we don't.
True. So my bad on that one. You know what I'm saying? We love Chappelle.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
Right. Now I hear you. It's been crazy since virtual, you know, reality.
Yo, let's go to the lines, man.
Yes, let's go.
Christine, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Yo, Christine. Man, it's only Monday, bro. Christine, what's happening?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Has things started getting crazy in your world with the holidays approaching, Christine?
Yes, of course.
Yo, I have a rule. I haven't talked about this rule this year. Shawnee, you remember this.
What's that?
Well, I used to say from October 31st all the way until February 15 or 16, don't engage with anybody emotionally.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And by the way, this is family. This is your kids. This is like road rage and traffic. I got caught out there yesterday. I literally, some dude, I was looking, I asked, I rolled down my window. I said, hey, is this spot taken? There was a lady standing there. I was like, hey, you look like you're waiting. Is this spot taken? Before she could answer me, her man is like double parked in a van. And he screams, the spot's taken, a-hole.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I blacked out so crazy. Yo, I had to apologize to my lady. I was like, yo, Mom, I'm sorry. You never seen me do that before. I'm sorry.
Why'd you spaz?
Yo, I was like, yo, I slapped the ish out you right now. Don't have me get out. Yo, it happened so quick. Because he called me an a-hole for asking if the spot was taken.
That's New York.
It wasn't even like I put my blinker on to, like, you know how people put their blinker on like they about to get the spot? Yo, that's not New York. That's rude, man. It was one thing to be like, hey, yo, the spot's taken. You calling me names, bro?
Right. New York is rude sometimes.
Bro, that ain't New York, B. I done been in mad. That ain't New York. That's him wanting to get his face, the skin taken off his face in front of his lady. That's what that was.
Man.
Jose.
Good morning, Ebro, in the morning. Good morning.
Yo, what's happening?
Nothing here, working.
Where you headed? What you do to get money, Jose?
I'm a cab driver.
Cab drivers, y'all. Y'all back to y'all old shenanigans again.
Yes, sir.
Man, can y'all not cut all the way across the street to get a $2 fare and, like, wrecking the people, B? Can we not?
That's facts.
Can we not?
Man, that was funny.
Can y'all not double park in front of the garbage truck on the side of the garbage truck and block the whole road? Can y'all just pull up just a little bit to where people could go around? Can we work on these small little things, man?
Got you.
That's it, man. Just, you know, y'all be in the way a lot is really what I'm saying, Jose. So just send word to your people, them. You know what I mean? Because then when y'all need us again, like when the medallions is messed up again and y'all going on hunger strikes and all that, y'all want us to feel bad, but y'all gotta like, you know, make us feel for y'all and be polite, you know, neighbors.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? That's all we ask. Just be polite neighbors. So when y'all going through something, we be like, yo, them's good people, man. They trying. They working hard, man. We got it. Huh. You know what I'm saying? Christine, who you want to represent you, me or Laura Styles?
Laura, I'm going to have to go with Laura.
All right,
that's the right
Mama.
Thing, man. That's the
Let's
right
go.
Thing. We got WWE Raw at the Barclay, not the same night as Dave Chappelle. We don't have Dave Chappelle tickets.
So
Monday Night Raw.
60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with that's the questions. Right. Let's play Laura Never Lose It.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, all of the attendance to what music festival?
Ebro. That is Astroworld. They're getting a refund from Travis Scott.
That's right. What is the capital of Sweden?
Laura.
Stockholm.
That is correct. Which rapper was just named Glamour?
Ebro.
Laura.
What?
Glamour's Woman of the Year, Megan Thee Stallion.
That is correct. By what name were the Egyptian rulers
known? Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
Pharaohs.
That is correct. Tie game. Which president appears on the $5
bill? Ebro.
Laura.
Ebro.
On the five? Isn't that Lincoln?
Lincoln is correct. Okay. The creator of which Netflix show confirmed?
Laura.
Okay, I'm going to go with Squid Games, part two.
Wow, that is correct.
No, that's wrong. Tie that's game. Not the name of it. It's Squid Game. There's no S.
Oh, shut up.
Okay. Snoop Dogg's murder trial will
Ebro.
Be...
Laura.
Ebro.
Murder was the case. That is a...
break the tie. This will break the tie.
Will be produced by 50 Cent.
That's correct!
Yeah! 50 Cent!
Snoop Dogg's murder trial will be the focus of whose next show?
That's
50
right.
50 Cent. Ebro Witt.
Oh, Ebro Witt.
Yo, Jose, man. Yo, the fact that I won you, Jose. A cab driver. We love the cab drivers and the Uber and Lyft drivers. We know you got a lot of y'all listening. This means that we love y'all, Jose. I'm starting to love the love cipher. You know what I mean? Where you could tell your friends that also drive cabs. Yo, man, the people love us, man. We need to just, you know, be nice out here.
I got you. I got you.
You know what I mean? We're gonna pick up some black people. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna act funny when people is darker complected. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jose. All right, if I hear any funny business, I'm calling you out. Christine, we love you.
Christine, sorry, Thank Mama, you. Still sending you a lot of love.
There it goes. There it goes. Christine, we love you, too. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, a very excited versus matchup is on the way.
We'll give you details
coming up next.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. 7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo, it is Flashing Lights time on a Monday with the beautiful Laura Styles.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So a big announcement was made. Okay, we have two versus matchups that are pretty good. We have November 18th, live from Los Angeles, Chaka Khan versus Stephanie Mills.
Hey, for the mamas.
Wow.
For the mamas.
Yes.
Stephanie Mills and Chaka Khan.
For the aunties.
Wow.
That's going to be a lot of fun. And also.
Yo, listen. Wait, hold on. Okay. Let's talk about my love for Stephanie Mills and Chaka Khan. You know what I mean? Just throughout my life.
Word.
Listen.
And Stephanie Mills, like a unsung hero.
What?
Like, she's amazing.
Of course. That's Stephanie Mills.
Facts.
My friend. So, I mean, I just needed that to breathe, Laura. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I understand.
You know what I mean? When you say those names, you got to just kind of chill for a second and breathe and imagine all the things that you imagined when you was imagining things. You feel me?
Talk about it.
You know what I mean? All right. My bad.
All right. And the next versus matchup is between Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia.
I mean, they working as Timbaland and Swizz Beatz characters.
Both
these guys are working.
We'll face off December 2nd live in Los Angeles in front of a live audience.
These guys is working, man.
That's going to be good.
Wow.
They're both going to be amazing.
And what's the date? Did you say the date?
So Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills will be November 18th. And Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia will be December 2nd.
Wow.
Fuego.
So dope.
A lot of flames coming up. A lot of flames.
Flame emoji, flame emoji, flame emoji.
By the way, did you guys catch any of the snippets that were floating around? Kendrick Lamar hits the stage.
Of course I did.
You know, out back from the Day and Night Festival in Las Vegas.
Yo, Kendrick Lamar, like the legends before him, Q-Tip and Andre 3000, is out here dressing funny and growing his hair.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
A sheer, flowy white outfit.
He was in some yarn outfit.
Knit. That's a knit.
That was absolutely knit. Flowy situation. White,
yes.
All white knit. You know what I'm saying?
His
looking like the
long.
Legends before him. Like he just came back from some hippie sabbatical.
Yes.
And ripping it. And I'm here for it. Go off, my G.
Oh, man.
Wow.
If you haven't seen it, just Google Kendrick Lamar Day and Night Festival in Las Vegas.
Kendrick Lamar looked like Sly Stone in 72.
Yeah. Wow.
It was great to see. And nothing but amazing, positive tweets. Everybody was just excited.
Listen,
to see him
people
hit
forget.
The stage.
People forget Kendrick Lamar is that guy. Like, he's one of them guys.
Yeah.
Yo, your man's got 4 classic albums.
Facts. Fire.
And, you know, people want to debate To Pimp a Butterfly, but debate with your mamas. Not over here.
That's your Flash and Light Show. But the time is 7:04, high 47 degrees today. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yeah. K-Dot, baby. K-Diggy Dot.
With the flowy linen. I see it.
You see the shiny?
Yeah. 33,000.
Yo, your man looking like Jesus Christ in the flesh.
Yeah, facts.
On the way, Ride or Die Plus. Congratulations, you played yourself. Any suggestions? Add us at Ebro in the AM. Yo, does our Instagram get to popping this early? You know, we got our Instagram back.
Oh, yes, we had it lost in Instagram jail.
Man, our team lost it. Scotty Beam lost, forgot the email that it was assigned to, and then we didn't have a passcode. It was all a disaster.
But we're back.
We had to write to Congress and then submit our first blood of our firstborn, and we got it back.
Ebro in the AM, follow us.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
It's Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, Monday Vibes. We here, man. We are here. We are here. Yo, we got something going on, man. Kicking off this week. Let me find the email address, man. Let me get all my stuff together. For the teachers in New York City, there's a big disparity. We have a problem in New York City in our public schools, just so y'all know. And if you don't know, because of the way money's levied out, obviously, if you live in an area or go to a school that's in an area that just collects more tax dollars, and this is a national problem, too, by the way, not just New York City, collects more tax dollars, that school has more resources. And so then you got the charter schools on top of that. And then you got charter schools sharing buildings with public schools, I'm told. And the charter schools go out and raise all the money they need. So now you got a charter school in the same building with a public school. The public school's underfunded. They don't have things. But the charter school got everything. And these kids walk into the same school, into the same buildings, excuse me. They see one another. They know who's going to the good schools and the bad schools. And I personally believe that creates an atmosphere where kids who go to the bad schools automatically feel like nobody don't care about them. And you know what that leads to? Disenfranchisement, not showing up to school, not learning. Not learning leads to not reading and not knowing how to pass a test, which leads to being left behind, which leads to you not having much and potentially being out here doing the wrong things, living the wrong life, and ending up at the travesty, the hellhole called Rikers or one of these other institutions, you know? And so me, myself, Rosenberg, we thought we would try to do a little something this holiday. For all the New York City teachers, if you go to one of the schools that's heavily underfunded, I've reached out to the mayor and his administration to try to, you know, see exactly what they plan to do moving forward. But it's been a problem for a long time. I don't even know if they've found a plan. But nonetheless, our plan is to give you teachers money. Y'all reach out to Laura Stiles all the time, send your Amazon wish list for what supplies you need for the schools or for your classroom. And in New York City, because there's just the Department of Education, you can donate directly to a classroom or directly to a school. So we set up an email address for New York City teachers that work in these schools that are heavily underfunded. And we went out and found some money, fams. We hooking up $1,000 a week. You just, as a teacher, all you got to do is write us a letter, tell us why. What's going on, what school you work at, what grade level and all that. And we're going to pick a winner every week.
Love it.
And hook you up with $1,000 every week. Courtesy of Ebro and the Hip Hop Has Heart Foundation. You know what I'm saying? Just like that. Now, if I had my ish together, I would know the email. And I would give it to you right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey. But because I don't have the email handy, you know what you can hit me with.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself, you're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Okay, here it is.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Okay.
Trying to look now. Oh, maybe I'm not supposed to be talking about this yet. Because it's not ready on the Hot 97 website. Hit me with the button again.
You played yourself.
What is happening?
It's supposed to be hot97.com/securing the future. You just go to hot97.com. It's going to be right on the website. So you don't even have to email. But I just went and it said, oh, snap, something went wrong.
So you wasn't supposed to.
It's the Hot 97 website's telling me, oh snap, something went wrong.
Oh, wow. Bro, you're just messing this up.
Wait. King Lou said it starts at 8 a.m. Hit me with the button again.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
You hear jumping out the window.
No, it's smoking out the window.
I know, man. But you jumped out the window.
I know. I get excited when we get to take care of the people, fam. Sorry. I didn't read the particulars where it said starts at 8 a.m. on Monday. But that's 30 minutes from now. So when you get to work or get situated, let's see here. Securing the future. Hot97.com. So it's mad easy. You just go to the website and then securing the future. But yeah, man, we got some bread and we're gonna be taking care of teachers, man. Listen, teachers. That virtual thing y'all was doing, listen, y'all are superheroes in my mind. The way y'all take care of kids and love our kids, you know, for better or for worse. I know there's better teachers than some, and I know there's a few terrible, terrible teachers out here. So, you know, we ain't going to let that cloud our judgment of all the great ones putting in work and taking money out their paychecks sometimes to make sure our kids have things in the classrooms. And so the other thing with this money that we're giving away every week, you could, if you want, as a teacher, you could add it to the PTA. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these schools, they look, man, I know it's a school over in Bed-Stuy. I ain't going to put their business out. They got $500 in their PTA. The charter school that's in the same building has like $100,000. You heard me? $500 the kids got in a whole school for their PTA. The other school has $100,000 for extracurriculars.
Wow.
Just for the extras.
For the extras. Because it's a charter school and they can just go out, raise money. The parents donate. The parents got money. But the other kids in the same building, because they go to a public school, they got $500. Now, I didn't look over the books, but that's what I was told. So, that's the information I got. So, anyway, we're going to try to throw some money on it. That's what we're doing. This all the way through the holidays on in the next year. $1,000 every week. Sorry I jumped the gun. Hit me with the button again, but it'll be ready at 8 a.m.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Listen, man, we trying, man.
Good
we trying.
Right. Good intention.
We trying, man. Laura, what's on your list?
I'm watching this video of comedian Effion Crockett. He's on stage and he's performing. Then this woman decides to jump on stage in the middle of his set and says to him, "I'm a woman and I'm married to a man and you're insulting a lot of people tonight."
And everybody in the audience was like, "No, he ain't." Boo.
He says, "Ma'am, it's a damn comedy show. It is what it is."
Right.
What's the problem? But the entitlement of this woman to just stand there in the middle of his set and just she looks like a zombie.
Probably is.
Complaining.
Jumping on the stage.
I think it should be noted. She's a blonde. Listen, sometimes you got to just say what it is.
Oh, my God.
She's a blonde white woman. She's been entitled her whole life. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Not tonight, though. They walked the ass off the stage. Yo, the man, the security man tried to walk off the stage. She pushed him. She put her hands on the man. Pushed him.
It is crazy town.
That you can go to a comedy show and be like, "I'm offended."
But go up on stage.
Right. On stage.
And interrupt the
Stop
show.
Stop your comedy stand-up right now. I'm offended.
Y'all missing the whole audacity of it.
That's the audacity.
You paid to go to the location.
Right.
You didn't know where you was going?
Right. Well, that might be the audacity. It's like, well, I paid
That's
money,
what I'm saying.
So you're going to do what I say. You serve me, and what you're serving me isn't good.
Well, no.
That's the privilege, right?
Right, but that's what I'm saying. You went to that place and then want to have a problem with what they serving.
Right.
Leave.
Give her 27 buttons because it's so nuts, Shawnee.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Crazy. Yo, people out there rabbit ass minds out here, bro. Rabbit ass minds.
What happened to a time when you just knew you had to be careful in a comedy show because anything could happen, right? Anything could be said.
I mean, I think that's most of the time. I don't know where this comedy show was taking place. That's the other part. He might have been, who knows where he was? I don't know. I didn't see.
Wrong part.
But he might have been in one of them places where white people feel real entitled. You know, he might have been in Salt Lake City or something. Might have been in Iowa. I don't know. Who knows? But she damn sure felt like, "Why are you talking like this in my neighborhood? I'm coming up here to say something." Mm. I just want to encourage everybody. Don't be like me. Don't get emotional between now and February 15th. Yeah. The reason why now is the holidays. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Okay? Then, right after that, Valentine's Day. All of this stuff stirs up emotions. People out shopping. If y'all notice the traffic It's mad crazy out. It's getting crazier and crazier. People are back active. People ain't been outside in a while. They acting up. I asked the man, or actually I asked a person standing on the sidewalk if the space this parking was taking. I literally just said, hey, somebody, is this, y'all taking this spot? The woman's husband said, screamed down from the car in the back, that's our spot, a-hole.
And when was this?
Yesterday. Yo, I
got him.
Yo, I blacked out so crazy. I said, yo, you better, I slapped the skin off your face right now. Black, yo. Was really, yo, listen. Had to apologize to my family, man. It's crazy. Yeah.
Did you apologize to the person for saying he was going to slap the skin off?
Yo, and then when I parked, I walked over by where they was at, too. So I could get a better look.
After you apologize to your family.
After I apologize to my family.
You still want to see. You still wanted that smoke. Let me see who this is.
Yo, what's wrong with you? I understand being like, yo, that's our spot. I get that. That's clean. Why are you calling people names, fam? I was just asking a question.
He's like, you see us sitting here?
I didn't, though. There was mad people double parked. Mad people double parked.
Yo, Ebro, did this happen in the city?
Of course.
Well, you know what that is, man. It's parking trauma. It's happened before.
People, yo, listen, bro.
Before, man. Yo, Ebro, you get the button. You get the button, man.
Why?
Congratulations. You played yourself. New York, man.
You don't be calling people names. Nah, you're. I just for asking a question. Nah, I'm beating your ass. I'll be on the news because I'm beating your ass.
It's not necessary.
And I'm grabbing whatever 2x4s and garbage cans and stomping your ass out.
Now we're
straight
going
up.
It's but not you, necessary. No,
you, all right, play
you
with
get the
me.
Button for apologizing and then still going to see if you was.
All I'm saying is play with me. I'll be in Central Bookings. You ain't gotta be calling people names, fam. All you got, I get you screaming, being like, yo, that's my part. Yeah, hey.
Yo, sticks
I get all
and
that.
Stones,
I'm with all
sticks
of
and
that.
Stones, sticks and stones, man.
Yeah.
Sticks and stones break bones, but names, and names hurt my feelings. And they break. We get to breaking more bones. Chill out.
Oh, Lord.
Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Yeah. Let's get it.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, Cass One, hang on, son. Wheel that back. Start that from the beginning. Sorry, y'all. I know everybody's in y'all car. The Silk Sonic album, bro. Ain't no shame begging in the rain, fellas. You know you want to cry. Somebody needs this song. You trying to put on a smile, act like it's all good, but your heart is broken. Fellas be trying to act tough. You know you want to cry. You can cry in the car. You could pretend. Off that new Silk Sonic. Y'all know we was rocking it over here all weekend. Me and Issa driving around singing, boy. Yo, the Silk Sonic album is a story of passion and heartbreak and recovery, sequenced impeccably. The album starts with Leave the Door Open. You know they got it popping and Fly Is Me. And then After Last Night, they got it popping clearly. But then he come to find out that she was not the woman that he thought she was. So he was smoking out the window. And now he's standing in rain trying to put on a smile. It's great, 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 great project. Shawnee and Laura Stiles tired of hearing me talk about it.
I mean, I'm listening to you again. I didn't know if you was going to go down this whole road, but...
Well, then after he puts on a smile,
he goes
to Vegas.
This is it right
here. We go. Now he in Vegas?
Yeah, that's what happened on the album. They rolling triple sevens, partying. Then they start roller skating. And then they blast off.
All right, so blast off. He and I
blast off. They took a blast off. But it's not outer space blast off.
He just blasted.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we don't get great complete albums, like a full
They clearly partook in some herbalizations.
And now they out of here.
And then they blasted off.
I mean, a part of me feels like you're going too far. You know what I'm saying?
You didn't listen to the album.
It's true. I have not. But my Lord.
Yo, Cast One, bring up Blast Off, man. Why you don't got the album in your Serato, man? You know this is Silk Sonic Radio over here.
It's right there. It's in a folder right outside of my Serato. It'll be in this soon, though. It's right in the folder.
Yo, you ready to delete it already?
No. It's not. It's in my... Yo, I got this album folder. I'm going to get to it. It's right there.
Yo, in the meantime, because I don't feel like talking to Juanito. He don't get any mic time today. Mexico lost to the U.S. men's soccer team.
What?
Yeah. We'll check in with... Call right now, though, 800-223-9797. We don't need to talk to Juanito. He tried to attack me on the text.
Wow.
Tell you all about it. Listen to this Silk Sonic blast off. Turn this up, man. I took a little something to get here. Yeah, yeah. Blast off and kiss the moon tonight. Destination Pure Sensation starting right now. Woo-hoo. Something to get here. Look, everybody nodding their head in the studio. Y'all tried to front.
Oh,
nah,
Lord.
It's a vibe. But we ain't know we's going to get the full. It brings you back to a time. You know what I'm saying?
I took a little something to get here. Yeah, yeah. That's the part. Blast off!
Brings you to an era.
Yo, shout to all the grown-ups that blasted off this weekend. Sometimes you got blast off before the splash off. Ebro Law Rosenberg. Shawnee, who we got on the line, man?
Yo, we got Ed on the line. Got me in a zone right here. I'm like, where we at?
I know.
Where we at? That's right. Blasting off with some good vibrations. Ed, good morning.
So disrespectful. My name is Edwidge. Good morning.
Oh, sorry. Yo,
Edwidge. I just went with the, you know what I mean? Nobody called
her name
Eddie?
Is Edwidge.
No nicknames.
Nobody
now,
never
now,
had.
Now, Edwidge, now you lashing out. Now you lashing out. You screaming on us now. You know damn
Wild.
Well. You know damn well you got a nickname somewhere.
I prefer not to be called by a nickname.
Okay, that's a great preference to have. I'm just saying, you're lashing out, screaming on people because you have an interesting name.
I do.
Shawnee shortened it. Thinking that would, you know, be doing a service. He was incorrect. But no need to scream.
I didn't scream.
Okay. How you doing today, Edwidge?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I mean, I was doing all right until you screamed. I've been sensitive, man. People been hollering at me lately. You know what I'm saying? And my response has not been good. My nerves is bad or something. So,
it's that time of year.
It's that time of year. I always encourage myself to not get wrapped up in it. Edwidge, what's the origin of your name?
It's a French name. I'm Haitian.
Okay, shout out to IET. Haitian Posse.
Edwidge.
And nobody calls you Eddie, ever.
Yes, my family does.
See, I come on. Yo, your whole family?
Yo,
you when you on this show, family. you family.
Yo,
oh, wait, you not our family?
Wow.
Disrespect.
Edwidge, we not family?
Yeah. You need permission. You can't just come out with a nickname.
Edwidge, can we be family?
We are family.
Eddie's on the line. Yo, Ed, what up, baby?
Eddie back.
Yo, Eddie in the building. Yo, Ed, we love yo, Edwidge, we love you. All right, listen.
All right,
went to Ed quick. He said, yo, Ed, we love you.
Yo, Ed, we love you. No, I really like her. Yo, Edwidge, now pay attention. Answer this question super fast. DJ John, what are you giving Edwidge when she is smarter than you?
A Jack Harlow.
Hold me up. Dang, you didn't even turn his mic on.
Damn, man. Win Jack Harlow a Thanksgiving hookup. That means $100 going towards your Thanksgiving groceries, a turkey voucher, because turkeys are expensive. See him live in concert at Terminal 5 December 30th. Also made hot by Atlantic Records and Hot 97 and Jamma Grill Restaurant.
Okay. Now, if you're wondering why we didn't sing DJ John's song today, it's because when I alerted him that Mexico had lost to the U.S. men's national team again in the World Cup qualifier, he responded that I'm always coming for Mexicans.
Pretty much.
All right, can we do the remix, though?
Yeah, the remix on the clothes, Edwidge. We got you, fams. No problem.
Get ready, Shawnee.
All right, answer Laura's question super fast. Here we go, Ed.
All right, Edwidge. What artist has albums like To Pimp a Butterfly, Good Kid, Mad City?
I am Kendrick Lamar.
Woo!
All right. Hooray.
Edwidge.
DJ John, can you tell us what high school did Kendrick Lamar go to?
And what fabric was that he was wearing on stage at the festival over the weekend?
Oh, Compton High, and it was mesh.
No, it was Centennial High School.
Damn it.
Centennial High School. And that was yarn.
It wasn't alpaca?
It wasn't alpaca. Edwidge, you win.
I'm a winner.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie Munster.
Shining Culture.
Yo, Eddie, what's
remix
up?
Time.
Saka Ferreira. DJ John. Time for some action.
DJ John. DJ John.
Time for some action.
DJ John.
Eddie, congratulations.
DJ John.
Time for some action.
DJ John.
Eddie, congratulations. Time for some action. Who could be the big man? Eddie, congratulations.
Mabule.
Eddie, congratulations.
Mabule.
Mabule.
Saka Fett.
Saka Fett.
Yeah, Edwidge. Congratulations.
Thank you. You guys made my morning.
Ah, that's beautiful. Edwidge, we love you. Be safe on those roads. Have a phenomenal day. John,
you,
we love you,
you too.
Even though Mexico lost to the U.S. men's team, yo, that was supposed to happen.
That was painful.
Let's go. Flashing Lights time. Laura Staff.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Eddie.
Look, they saying we got to get ready. We got to get ready for the U.S. men's team to be pretty damn good, they saying. That's what they said. It's a new era, they're saying.
They still got seven games
in men's soccer for the national team. Laura, what you got today?
All right. Man, things got really messy with DaBaby and Danny Lay on social media last night. It was a messy night early morning. You know, they both share a baby girl. She's 3 months old. Quick summary. Danny says that she and her three-month-old baby have been living at a baby's place. Last night, they had to leave.
Wait. Time out. You saying the baby, his baby, his three-month-old baby.
Yes.
So he was living at the baby's place? The three-month-old baby has has its own place? Or they're staying at the father, named the baby's residence?
Danny Lay's and her baby that's 3 months old are staying at the father, who is also named the baby.
Got it. All right.
They're staying at his house.
All right. All right.
She claims they got into a heated argument because she had ordered some Plan B pills to his house because she didn't want to get pregnant again. She just had a baby. And it turned into an argument. Then he goes on live and starts filming her as she's either, I think she's breastfeeding or feeding her baby. You could tell she doesn't want him to film her, so she puts like a pillow in the way and they're arguing. It's just bad.
Now, I didn't see
things
it.
Things escalated. Cops were called.
So the argument, Laura.
Statements.
Your verification of this is not just some internet drama. This is some real heated argument that took place.
I don't think it's like promo. I think it's real. I think they got into a heated argument and decided to go on social media. Why? Whatever.
So this isn't just the baby creating something because he got a new EP out.
I don't think he wants this. I don't think this is just promotion. The cops came, bro.
I mean, listen, man. We've had people get shot out front of the radio station and come upstairs and try to do a freestyle.
Yeah, I guess. But it's just really sad. To me, all I can think about is, like, this woman just had a baby. Even though, I'm sure she's made mistakes, too, and he's made mistakes, too. They're all a mess. But she just had a baby, so she's probably still going through postpartum depression. Like,
sure.
And then the violation of her trying to keep her child private, and he's trying to, while arguing, filming her and posting it on live. It's just messy and sad. It's sad all around from both sides.
Between this story and what happened last week on Insecure with Lawrence, yo, fellas, y'all need coaching, man. Y'all need some serious coaching out here, bro. When these babies, y'all really don't know how to be supportive. Y'all really somehow think it's all about you when the baby arrives. And I know it's hard to play third base behind the baby, behind your lady and all. I've been there. It's hard. But the way y'all tripping, y'all need an intervention. Lawrence on Insecure really botched it. I mean, he cleaned it up at the end of the episode last week. But I'm just saying, this is the baby episode. What are you doing, fam?
It's sad.
But you've been making bad decisions for a minute here.
Mm-hmm. But, unfortunately, it's just sad that it has to be in front of the whole world when there's a child involved. You know what I mean? But
crazy.
Your flashing lights report. The time is 8:03. High of 47 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Look, coming up, we're gonna talk about. Oh, it's live.
It's live.
Hot97.com/securing the future. We're gonna tell you all about it. Teachers, this is specifically for New York City teachers. I wish I could expand it to Jersey, but to give money to a teacher at a school, it's a little bit more complicated outside the New York City public school system. But we'd love to have you if you could tell us how we can help other classrooms too in other districts. If you guys have a plan for that, we would love that. But we're looking to support teachers in some of the most economically challenged schools. We'll tell you all about it. Keep it locked. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about some money, fam. So, Laura just wanted to ask me something political before we got on the air, so now I'm down that rabbit hole. That wasn't my intention to go through the bipartisan infrastructure bill, Laura Stiles.
I was just like, where are we at now, man?
$1.2 trillion has been approved, and now mayors and governors, mayors and governors over the next 5 years are going to be putting in their state proposals to get money from the federal government out of the $1.2 trillion. That's how it works, boys and girls. So the money's allocated by the federal government, and then states and local governments got to go with their plans about how they're going to get that money from the federal government for bridges and roads and schools and broadband. They got $110 billion for roads, bridges, and major infrastructure projects. Biden wanted to put up $159 billion, but the Republicans blocked that. Then they have transit and rail, $39 billion to go to transit and rail across the country. Biden had wanted that number to be $85 billion. So this is where you're going to get, you know, in the future, they're going to be, well, Biden didn't put money aside for this and that and the third. And be like, well, y'all wouldn't approve it. So, but they're going to blame it on him and then trick everybody when it's time for y'all to vote and say that Biden didn't give a damn. So just so y'all know how the games is played, even though he proposed it, but it wouldn't sign off on it. Then you got the broadband upgrade, $65 billion. Biden wanted that to be $100 billion so that you could get Wi-Fi into and broadband upgrades all across the country, because, you know, parts of the country, they don't have, you know, there's still parts of America where you could go. They don't have internet.
Yep.
Like no that. Service. No service.
Mm-hmm.
Upgrading airports, ports, and waterways. $17 billion was put there. They wanted that to be $25 billion. And then they put $7.5 billion in for electric vehicles so that we could get school buses to become electric, going to the schools, to all the school districts. Ferries can become electric. And city buses and all that could become electric. And they're going to build a nationwide network of plug-in electric vehicle chargers. So all across the country, if you got an electric vehicle, because, you know, by 2030, they want all the cars on the roads to be electric. So right now, if you have an electric vehicle, if you don't have a little plug in your crib or you don't know where a little stop-off is to charge your car, so that means by 2030, all these gas stations that we see, they're going to have an electric plug-in situation. Cast One, how does that work with electric cars? I've never used one to know. Meaning, like, how long does it take to charge a car? Can you just, like, you know, as quick as I can go fill up my tank, can I charge my car that fast?
On a supercharger, it depends, you know, how much you're charging. But it could take anywhere from a half an hour to an hour on a supercharger to get a full charge. But that's if you have, like, a quick supercharger. Now, if you plug
so
it into the wall, fam...
So meaning all these gas stations, you're gonna have people posted up at these gas stations for 30 minutes
I'm sure in the future they'll come up with the technology where it means you can just supercharge,
do it fast,
really quick. Yeah, really quick. It's not
the
there yet.
Griff
sure
says the Tesla supercharger can get you up to 200 miles in 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right, so let's see how that works.
And then,
yo, that's a good business, though. You know how many stop-offs? You know those rest stops is going to be fly now because you're going to have to post up for a minute.
Yeah, you might as well go get some food.
The restaurant, they got stepped. The rest stop game got to get stepped up. Back to the infrastructure bill. Improving water systems. The bill's going to invest $65 billion in improving the power and water systems. And so on and so on. So that's what's in the bill, Laura Stiles.
Okay.
But a lot of things got left out.
Yeah.
Taking care of Medicare, taking care of the elderly, taking care of the veterans.
Yep.
They cut all that out of the bill.
Paid leave, family paid leave.
Family paid leave got cut out the bill.
Bastard.
Well, that's those, the GOP didn't want to sign up for that.
And some Democrats, let's not forget.
$100 billion for the workforce development. That got left on the sideline. So, boom. Now, what's not left on the sideline here with Ebro Laura Rosenberg is our New York City teachers. The city, I don't know what they're doing for y'all. But what we're doing, every week we're giving out $1,000 to go straight to a teacher.
Teachers
in the most economically challenged classrooms around the city. I would love to include Jersey, Connecticut, but donating to y'all is a little bit more complicated. In New York City, we can go donate straight to a school, any school. So if y'all let us know how to get money to your schools and to your classrooms, we would love to have you involved. And you can go to hot97.com. Right there on the website, you can submit your letter. And we're going to every week pick a classroom, pick a teacher. Tell us what school, what grade level, and some of the things that y'all need. And with the holidays coming, you know, there's a lot of students, man. They holidays, they don't got it like that.
No, man, you'd be surprised. I think every time I mention to people that we have so many homeless kids in the school system right now, they're like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? Yes, there's Some teachers have washers and dryers in their schools to help kids.
Yeah, some schools have
them.
To be
able to wash their clothes because they don't have any other means. And families that depend on school lunches to get proper meals. Like, it's hard out here, guys. And it's really good to be able to, feels good to be able to help them out. Because I know that I've had so many teachers hit me up with, and when you look at their Amazon wish list, it's just basic necessities.
Pens, books, sharpeners, pencils, basic paper.
Even things like air purifiers, because they live in an area with poor nutrition. Therefore, so many of the students suffer from asthma. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the Bronx is one of the worst in the country, right?
Oh, my God. It's just, you know, it's layers and layers and layers. So this is great. So spread the word, guys. We just tweeted the link. Go to hot97.com for more info. Any way we can help, we're here.
Yeah, man. The teachers, y'all been on the really, really, really helping everybody during forever. But, you know, specifically during this last couple years dealing with the pandemic, y'all was there for families, man. And that virtual thing was very hard. And so, you know, myself, the Hip Hop Has Heart Foundation, we scratched together some paper. A little something, you know. Sometimes a little could go a long way. I wish it could be much, much more. But just being able to say thank you. And bless a teacher every week with $1,000 that they can use that money for their students. And use the money for the students, fam. And let me find out you over there hanging out with Culture Movement Mondays or Fire Sundays or something, daggering in the club with the money we gave y'all for these classrooms.
I mean, well, thanks for the shout-out. You know what I'm saying? I'll take that Culture Movement Monday. You know, we on tonight, 8 p.m.
Tonight, 8 p.m.
But if y'all a teacher and y'all come with me, you know, we're going to get after some of the teachers that got laid off, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how we doing, spreading love all around. But, yes.
But this is for the kids in the classrooms.
Right, right.
That's what this is for. This is for y'all to use that money. We donating it straight to y'all. $1,000. So go to hot97.com. Sign up. Send us a letter about what's going on in your classroom, what school you're in, because we want to, you know, take care of some of the most economically challenged schools.
Right.
And help the teachers out there, man. Now, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. The Gurus are next. Cast One.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Yo, Cass.
Yo.
That Donda Deluxe dropped last night. Speaking of Kanye West, that Andre 3000, Kanye West is on there. They took all the curse words off?
Yeah, they did. They beat.
Ooh, 3000. Kanye. We got to play that after the Gurus. Let's get to the Gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Gurus, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura at gmail.com. The squad gets together to help, to heal.
My favorite thing about the Gurus
Guide.
Is that Laura got to put her glasses on to do it now.
I do, because this guru cannot see.
Wait, so after being pregnant.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Becoming a mom, your vision never came back, fam?
No. I got gestational diabetes, and then my vision was blurry. I gave birth, and it got a little better, but I had 20/20 vision. You know, I need reading glasses.
It's real.
Yep. So when my daughter acts up later on, I was like, I lost my eyesight because of you.
You can hold that forever on her.
Yep, facts. Now, Laura, the glasses you wear, are they called readers? Do you just wear readers? Is that what it is? Like magnifying? Or do you have a prescription?
I don't know. I mean, the optometrist said that these are like, it's one of the lightest, you know, what is it called?
Prescriptions.
Yeah, lightest prescriptions. She's like,
it's. Well, the reason I ask is because you ever been in a CVS and it just has a section of glasses called readers?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm like, yo, people just walk in here and grab a set of glasses. And
I always found that interesting.
I don't know about that. No, I need to get my eyes checked to make sure. That would make me feel
I was the only one. Shawnee, you used to be on that too. I'd be like, yo, you just grab these is like one size fits all prescription glasses. Like,
have you ever tried them? I used to use those.
Have you ever tried them on and be like, yo, I actually do see a little better right now?
Like, is it a giant magnifying glass?
Yeah. Basically.
My grandma would tell me, yo, go in there and get the number 3 for me. I'd be like, the number 3? Yeah, just go get the number 3 glasses.
She sent me to the store to get glasses?
Yeah.
Go give me a number 3?
Yeah. See, I was going to get cool menthols. You was going to get glass.
That's funny. All right, let's focus, guys. All right.
Yes.
Dear gurus, what's going on, peoples? I love you all. I have a really big problem, and I don't know what to do. So I'm writing to you all to get some guidance. All right. I've been with my girl for 9 years, and we recently got engaged.
Nice.
Super happy. This relationship is great, and I'm assuming she is as well. We're 28 years of age, and I started to have that baby talk. Mm. I've always wanted kids, but she has always been reluctant to entertain the idea. Mm-hmm. It's always an issue whether she's saying it's way too soon or her saying she needs to be established in her life. She has a master's and a great job at a hospital and is making really good money. She also is always saying that she needs to travel more before she has kids. We've traveled to 5 different countries in the past 3 years. Mm. I'm just so confused. At this point, it's a disappointment that I don't know whether to continue a relationship here. I don't see a future with any children. Mm. I don't see a future with no kids. I love her, and I want her to be the mother of my kids, but if she doesn't want to, what do I do, guys? This is my life's dream. Love, el pobrecito.
Wow.
Means poor dude.
Poor dude. Love the poor dude. Yo, this is similar. We had one last week that was similar to this, too, where the dude also, remember, she had to take fertility pills, but she wasn't really on it consistently, and he felt like his, like, biological clock was ticking as well.
Right.
It's interesting that, you know, this is a thing, but they're 28 years old and been together 9 years. She wants to travel and live life. All her 20s have basically been with you. You can't force that, bro. If this is your life's dream, what's his name again? Porter what?
Pobrecito.
Yeah, man. Basically.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are very young still. Or how about having the conversation of like, yo, at what age are you thinking? Or how do you feel? Or do you, is this an absolute no? Do you not want to have children? Because there's some people who just don't want to have kids, and that's okay, too.
Yeah, and it didn't sound like she said no. It sounds like she wants to live a little bit before
not
she
right
goes
now,
in.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
You sound... Yo, man, these dudes, man, I'm glad y'all in touch with your emotions, man, and sensitive and being open about how you feel, but...
But how you really feel.
I'm going to say it like I said to the last guy that emailed this. You sound like a real bitch right now.
For real, bro.
That's not guru-like, but it's accurate.
I'm not a guru.
Yo, but he has 2 options, man. Hurry up and wait, or hurry up and leave.
Yeah. I mean, and I think
you can't change her. No, I'm just saying, because like you said earlier before, you can't really force her to just have kids and put everything she wants to do in her life and her dreams on hold to fulfill yours.
Right.
And yeah, because she's going to end up resenting you. You don't want that.
And I think our advice on the last person who wrote a similar letter was, if it was in reverse, we would be telling her to go. Right? If she wanted a kid and she felt like this was her time and this is what she wanted to do with her life and this was her life dream and this dude was like, I don't want kids right now, we'd be like, all right, bounce. Now, it's not that easy after 9 years of investment in a relationship, but if she wants to live a life that... Look, people grow apart, man. Y'all did 9 years.
Who the hell is clipping their toenails right now during the guru segment?
Bun it.
Is that Ebro? Oh, you're so gross.
Yeah, you're messing up the whole thing. Yeah, I would say bun it down, y'all. Y'all childhood sweetheart, she ain't with it. Y'all grew in
I was
going to
ask if y'all could hear me clipping my toenails.
Oh, my God. You're so repug.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Anyway, you can't force her to do something she doesn't want to do. You should have the conversation with her if she honestly feels like she does want to have children in the future.
Right.
And then maybe get a timeline of some sort. But it seems like right now she just doesn't want to do that. She doesn't see herself having kids in the next 5 years.
Right.
And if you're not okay with that, then you have to discuss what the future is going to be like. Because you can't force her to do something she doesn't want to do.
Right. It might be over, La.
Let's see.
It might be over, but hopefully not.
Talk to her and try to get some
clarity. It ain't over if you let her move how she needs to move to be happy.
But you can't force her, fam.
Right.
And really, why are you forcing her? You probably forcing her because your mom and your family got pressure on you to have kids. And your mom is like, yo, where's my grandbabies? Right. And why aren't you guys married yet? And you're probably getting family pressure. That's really the real, I bet you.
And you can say, we're saving money and we're traveling the world. How about that?
And some people want to, you know, get pregnant so they could, like, trap their partners. You know what I'm saying?
That part, Shawnee, speak to him.
So
preach.
You might be like, she wants to live a little. She wants to be out here, and you trying to get her locked in with a baby before she sees some other options. Y'all been together since she was like,
and I bet you if she
19.
Emailed us, she would be like, yo, my boyfriend's mad clingy and overbearing.
Yeah, he just you know,
and he's been trying to get me pregnant, and he goes out with his friends all the time and hangs out all the time. Meanwhile, I got to stay at home and cook and clean. I ain't doing that no more, fam.
Trying to see the world. Yeah, so not to flip it on you, but, you know. Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yes, have a clear conversation with her, but you also have to have patience with her because you can't force her to do something she does not want to
Yo,
do.
Yo, have your girl email up here. We want to talk to her, see what's really going on with you.
What's his name again?
Pobrecito.
Poor guy.
That ain't his name.
Hope that helps. So say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
Pobre, poor.
Means poor guy, but we don't feel sorry for him.
Yeah, the Ebro's not. The gurus are not going to tell you what you
want. No, you said it right, the Ebros. You said it right.
They're not going to tell you what you want to hear, but they're going to tell you what you need to hear.
Speak on it.
Yo, Laura, will you do my cuticles?
No. Jeez, go get a manicure.
I don't have time. Kanye West, Andre 3000. What's this called?
Life of the Party.
Yeah. Life of the Party. Donda Deluxe album.
It's the life of the party. To think I could have almost died. Lord help us.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
That DMX clip at the end of that gets me every time. 3000's verse. That song's real emotional, man. Yeah.
What is DMX saying at the end?
That was, you remember, you know, the clip of him and his daughter on the roller coaster or on the thing where he's like, I'm here. And she's like, he's like, I'm here. I'm here with you.
Right,
I'm here with you, mama. Yeah, I got you.
Daddy got you. Daddy got you. Yeah.
Yeah, chokes me up every time. Let's go. Flashing lights. Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Man, a sad update, guys. Ezra Blount, the 9-year-old who was on life support for days after being injured at Astroworld, has passed away. Oh, man. His family verified the information. It's horrible, man. Remember, he was there with his dad, and his dad ended up passing out. He ended up falling off his shoulders, ended up getting trampled.
Wow.
Ugh, such a horrible, horrible story.
Mm.
Yeah, Travis Scott has been hit with over 100 lawsuits now. And everybody else, but I believe this is the 10th person has lost their lives.
Damn. Yeah, it's 10 now.
Oof. So sad.
Yeah, nah, this, you know, this, the Astroworld incident does not, there's no bright spots. I mean, you know, Travis and people who put the thing together, refunding money and, you know, trying to take care of people's hospital bills. And those are the bright spots. Everything else is terrible.
Yeah.
Devastating. There's nothing. There's no report that's going to come out that's going to make anything that's already happened better. You know, because even getting money to the families and the lawsuits, it doesn't bring their loved ones back.
Right,
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't erase the trauma. It doesn't, you know, heal anyone that's, you know, maybe permanently injured. So, it sucks.
Yeah. In other news, Kendrick Lamar was trending all over the place as he made a rare appearance performing at Day and Night Festival in Las Vegas, dressed in all white.
That guy right there.
Dressed in all white, hair blowing in the wind.
You seen him?
Clothes blowing in the wind.
That knit was floating on stage.
He looked different.
Yo, he had that yarn outfit on. Looked like,
looked great.
You know what I'm saying? Looked like he was just resurrected.
Yeah, he looked like an angel. He came down just floating.
You know what I mean?
It's flowy yarn outfit.
And also, it's official, guys. The next Versus matchup is Chaka Khan versus Stephanie Mills on November 18th, live from Los Angeles.
Whoa.
And you have a second one, Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia on December 2nd. Also live from L.A. from in front of a live audience.
Turn the club up. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Bone and 3-6 is a good one.
It's
the thuggish, nah, yo, I hated that song.
It's the thuggish, what?
Nah, it's the joint was, it's the first of the month. Wake up. Yeah, that was the joint right
crossroads,
there.
Crossroads.
And the crossroads.
Yo, I never liked Crossroads either.
For the Love of Money was the one.
Oh.
For the love of money. Come on.
Yeah,
that was
the joint. That was the one.
That was it, Cass.
Biggie.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Bone and Biggie.
It'll be fire.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
Yo, but that Crossroads, I always hated Crossroads.
Nah, Crossroads is cool.
My Uncle Charles, y'all. Whatever he said. I'm like, oh, yeah. Nah.
Anyway. See my Uncle Charles.
Let's go.
Which one is that?
My Uncle Charles, too.
For the love of money.
For the love of money. Gotta get on the ground.
Yo, ASAP Ferg be flipping they flow a lot.
This comes on.
Now, how many of y'all have actually listened to all 6 minutes of this song, though?
Just Biggie.
It takes a minute for the song to even start.
Right.
For the raps to come in.
After his part, then it sounds like. I'll be like, wait, oh, it's too fat. Keep it above.
Yo, people was into it. This was the original mumble raps.
Right, early.
You didn't know what they were saying. Sound good, though.
Right? You know it sounds like
that. It's so good. That's your flash of the lights report.
Yo, play that one part. And I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
That's on the crossroads, huh?
On the crossroads, yeah.
And I see my Uncle Charles.
That's your flash of the lights report. Time is 8:57, high 47 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yeah.
Ebro Laura Rosenberg, make sure you go to hot97.com. Teachers in New York City.
Facts.
You in one of the economically challenged schools out here. Your classroom needs some support. We think we got a couple of dollars for you. All you got to do is tell us what school, what's going on over there, what you need help with. And we got some money. Every Friday, we picking a teacher in a classroom at a school and lacing you up. Going over to hot97.com, securing the future.
With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city. Right here on Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red. Smash like
that.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.